Yeah, there are a lot of recipe sites out there, but the difference for all recipes is it's people cooking for other people. It's authentic, it's accessible, it's very easy to get into. And the fact that we're the number one food site makes us a perfect fit for Windows 8, and Windows 8 a perfect fit for us. Our guiding principle was to get the design out of the way and let the content come forward. The photos, the recipes, the comments, all that coming forward is what the users are really looking for.
We want to inspire people, we want to give them confidence in the kitchen. Our apps allow people to navigate content through a photo-centric system. When they slide through different pieces of content, they can look at what the food looks like, and then they're drawn to that to select to go in and get more detail. The whole Windows 8 platform allows our users to find the content they're looking for very quickly and in kind of a fun way.
Right on the start screen, you see recipes, and we've made it so that the recipes that we bring to you are very seasonal. So we kind of took that live tile concept and kind of ran with it. So given this is a video app, we're actually playing the video right here to kind of draw you in.
The video cookbook is basically a step-by-step manual on how to cook something. There's nothing better than actually seeing somebody cook a recipe to learn how to do it. The Windows 8 app allowed us to pair up the words with the pictures. So you can stop the video at any point you want to. You can click ahead to a certain step. It's liquid, right? It adapts itself to the device that you're working on.
I've never gotten an SDK where I basically looked at it and said, yes, it makes sense. So, you know, having a whole bunch of videos autoplay in grids while we load up, you know, a couple hundred images. But to actually do that and then have it be easy and then perform well was fantastic.
I think the nature of the interface, people are going to start using it, and we want to go where our users are. We believe our users are going to be using Windows 8, and so we want to be there.